Uyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 21 Phalakazi 2018 ngu Praxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenholo imali esiyitholayo ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ungakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi uyefika esikolo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni.
Ithi lokho kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu leKhisimusi lapho abantu ababefuna khona ikheshi ngoba abanye bayefuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi emakhaya akubhadala khona ikheshi okungalayikho kheshi okungala swipe. So manje kade sabantu zindwendwe zodwa abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakala ukuthi bazayikhupha yini.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota lokuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokutholisa nzima abantu beZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba labaculi ababili abacula bese South Africa. Unkunzi yomnyama yomanza mnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulomsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje uhlanganele lenkokheli yenhlanganiso emele ilungelo lababalisi eye Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekene nalazo elizweni. Umnangagwa ubikwa yenze izithembiso ezithize ezingabehambakiyo kodwa engatsho lutho kangako ngeholo ababalisi abafuna lihlawulwe nguhulumende ngedola leMelika. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba.
Ekhuluma lentatha lezindaba ngemva kwalomhlangano owenzelwe emahofisini kamongameli eMunu Mutapa Building, umkhokeli weProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uMnumzana Takawafira Jowu uthi bajabule ngokuphiwa isikhathi sokulalela izikhalazo zababalisi okwenziwe uMnangagwa. Esinye isikhalazo abasethule kuMnangagwa uJowu uthe bafuna ababalisi bengezele iholo lifike kunkulungwane ezintathu zamadola 3000 ngenyanga.
Umhlangano wathaitha na president tataura
umhlangano esiwukhulumileyo lo president sikhulume udaba lomholo ukuthi awuseni ababalisi abasenelisi ukuthi baye emsebenzini ngoba izimali ezifunakalayo ukuthi baphile aziseneli. Sikhulume njalo ukuthi ababalisi kumele labo baphiwe ama-allowance achiyeneyo njalo ukuthi ababalisi ngabantu abafuna umsebenzi wabo kodwa imali abayiholayo eye $284 imali elutshwane. Ngabe uhulumende ubaholisa ngemali ye-US dollar ngoba izinto ezidolo sezithengiswa ngemali yaphansi.
Maria wanotambira nge 284 imali shoma zvikuru kwazvo.
Uzo upinde wathi bafuna ukuthi ababalisi bathole izimota ngoba besebenza endebene ezikhatshana lalapha abahlala khona.
Vanenge zvakawanda zvimwe zvatachitaura vavachivimbisa kuti zvinokurumidza zvinokwanisa kuvimbisika nokukurumidza.
Omunye esikukhulumileyo basithembise ukuthi bazawulungisisa ngokuphangisa kanye lokuthi obaba labo abangababalisi befundisa endaweni ezichiyeneyo benelise ukuthi basebenze ndawonye. Udaba lokukhuthaza ababalisi abangabesifazane emsebenzini okunye bathe bazaqala bayekhuluma labohlangothi lwezemali lenotho yelizwe okunjengokulungisisa udaba lomholo. Bathe bazakhulumisana lesiphathamandla sabagogileyo
bathi bachataura na minister wabo unomiria disability.
Biwa kulokuthile okuthembiswe nguMnangagwa ukuba uza kwethula ngesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo kodwa akulalutho olubambekayo aluchileyo ngodaba lweholo ledola leMelika. Kunjalo unobhala we-PTUZ uMnumzana Raymond Majongwe uthe ababalisi abasoze babuyele emsebenzini kuvulwa izikolo nxa uMnangagwa engafezanga lokho akuthembisileyo emhlanganeni wanamhlanje. Omunye wababalisi unkosikazi Eugene Hlabangana okade khona emhlanganweni lo namhlanje uthe benelisile ukumtshela izifiso zabo.
Umhlawana uthi uhambe uhle kakhulu, senelisile ukuthi simtshele umongameli welizwe uPresident Mnangagwa ukuthi thina njengababalisi sile nhlupho eziningi kakhulu. One, indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenholo, imali esiyitholayo, ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ngakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani, kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi uyefika esikolo. Ngakhayeli imali esiyitholayo for ukuthi umuntu enelise ukuyafika emsebenzini i-$90. And sithi imali le asoyokuthi mina ngingumbalisi ngigade, kufanele ukuthi labantu abami bekwanise ukugada ngemali yona le $90. And sithi ayikwani. So senelisile ukuthi simbonise upresident ukuthi imali abasinika yona vele ayenelise. Okunye esikhulume ngakho indaba yokuthi ama-student teachers laba abafundela ukuba ngababalisi, inkolo yabo yakhathwa kakhulu, bathola imali engange-$150. But ungakhangela abafundela ukuba ngamasosha, abafundela ukuba ngamapholisi, imali zabo azikhathwanga, bahola imali ekwani.
Asisenelisa ngakukhuluma lesikhulumeli sikaMnangagwa umnumzana George Jaramba ngoba ubengadobhi ucingo lwakhe lokamakhala ekhukhwini. Njalo Mnangagwa ngokwakhe uhle wangena komunye umhlangano ngemva kwalo lababalisi. Umphathi ntambo wezemfundo umnumzana Pho Mavima okade khona la kulomhlangano utshele Studio 7 ukuba uzadlulisa izikhalazo zababalisi ngoba uhulumende eqhathekisa umsebenzi omkhulu abawenzayo. UMavima uke watshela umhlangano labaphathi bezikolo ngenyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo owenzelwe eVic Falls ukuthi uhulumende akasozenelise kwengezela iholo lababalisi kumbe kubahlawula ngedola leMelika. Asisenelisanga ukuthola icele likamphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube ngalolu daba loba kuvike edluleyo ethe uhulumende akalayo indlela angathola ngayo imali yaphandle ukuholisa izisebenzi zakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Gibson Bebe.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimoto akuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthwalise nzima abantu beZimbabwe abathengisa imali emgoqweni ongekho emthethweni osiphathelene abakade sebenyamelele ngemva kokubuthwa ngamapholisa kwabaningi babo kumaviki adluleyo sebephendukile. Sokusele insuku ezingatsho lutho ukuthi ilanga lekhisimusi lifike. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indwendwe zezimota ezidinga amafutha ezimota ziqhubekela phambili edolobheni lakobulawayo kuhlangene lendwendwe zokudinga imali emabhanga lapho abantu abaphiwa khona imali yamatshe engaphansi kwekhulu nyeviki. Umnumzana Mandla Chuma isakhamuzi sakobulawayo usola kakhulu ukuba imali itholakala emikambo yensitha ngoba emabhanga ingekho.
Ngithi lokho kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi lapho abantu ababefuna khona ikheshi ngoba abanye bayefuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi ayemakhaya akubhadala khona ikheshi okungala ikhokheshi okungala swiping. So manje kathesi abantu zindwendwe zodwa abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini okusho ukuthi nxa imali engasatholakalanga abantu bazagcina bedlalela ikhisimusi khona lapho akobulawayo kanti nengibelifisa sibili ukuthi khona liye emakhaya. Ngakho sithi uhulumende ngabuyazama sibili kumbe kukhitshwe namabhondi lawo ngoba yiwangana asilethele uhlupho lapha kulele.
Unkosikazi Sanelisiwe Hadebe ukhala ngokuqansa kwentengo yempahla lokudla ezitolo kanye lokusilela kwemali.
Hayi, intengo seziqanse kakhulu vela kusathengeki, uyazihlupha khona ukuthi siza kudlani ngekhisimusi ngoba ama-prizes sokule prize ye-USA sokule prize ye-bond abantu vela ama-queues agcwele balayinile abantu badidene vele. I-prize yempahla vele abantu bayakhala ukuthi abantwana bagqokani konke kuqansile.
Umnumzana Love Momoyo okumsebenzi wokuthengisa amaluba kobulawayo uthi ibhizimusi idonsa nzima ngalezi nsuku.
Ukusileka kwemali sokusaphekthile sibili kakhulu kazi ngoba vele asisakwazi lokuthi sibambe ngapi sithini kubusiness ngoba abantu babuya lebondi. Ibondi nxa ulemukela usithi uyangena ema-store ezinye alisebenzi. Ibondi bavuma kuphela ema-supermarket but when you want ukuthi uthi uyathenga ezinye izinto ibondi kabasasivumele. So it's like sekufana lokuthi abantu sisebenzele ukudla kuphela. ngoba supermarkets are the only people abavuma ibond. Ungathi uhamba kuma hardware uthi atisamende ba uzabe kutshela nge US dollar. Uthi atufuna insimba kutshela nge US dollar. Whatever ufuna ukuthenga ba kutshela nge US dollar. Whereas US dollar ngona asidi told. So thina besicela sikuthi uhulumende nxa enganceda isincede isizwele njengabantu bayo isikhiphele leli bond yalifakayo ngoba ibond leli selisithwala senziwa. Ngabuyezwa sibilisiwe sibisakhe upresident ngowakhe ukuthi sicela asikhiphele ibond ngoba ibond selisilimazile asisakwanisi lokuthi siphefumule enxa yebond.
Isimo somnotho simi manzonzo ezweni, amabhanga awalamali, abamavinkili amaningi sebesala ukwamukela imali yohlobo lwebond note bethi bafuna idola leMelika. Uma ungelalo uhlawula okuphethwe kane kumbe kanhlanu intengo yedola ngebond osekuchiye abantu bedideke ingqondo. Amafutha ezimota lawo aqhubekela phambili esilela iningi seliphephela emikambo yensitha. Uhulumende uhlala ethembisa ukuba udubo lokusilela kwemali amafutha ezimota lokuqansa kwentengo yempahla uzalunga, kodwa uZulu uqhubekela phambili ebhekane lendubo lezi. Ngimela iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Si lokhe sisedabeni lunye lokusilela kwemali emabhanga kanye lamafutha ezimota siphind usithandekele Nkomhlanga owe Studio 7 uxoxe lomnomzana Melusi Moyo isiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Sokuvukeka kutsha kunokuyana esasiqale ngakho indwendwe yesabeke emabhenki lapha ngamavigoroni lapha amabhenki abantu bazama ukudinga imali. Ngazi ukuthi sokuyiphanike ukuthi abantu sebesiya ku-holiday kumbe i-shortage sibe yaba khona njalo yezimali ngoba amalayini akhona lawo besingasawajayelanga akhona namhlanje. Ibhenki engike ngadlula kiyo kathesi ngikhulumisana labantu se-Medland kukhanya bebengena nga-5-5 ugadumile emnyango bangena ngi-5-5 abanye besithi hayi kukhanya iyatholakala but ebengeniswa nga-5-5 ngingazi kwamanye amabhanga njalo ngimbona lokhu kule ndwendwe nje kuphela. Inani lokhu eliyilo lona leyani babelitshilo ukuthi nxa uthatha as individual uphiwa i-$50 then amakhampani aphiwa i-$100.
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela yini belungiselela ikhisimusi?
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela but isimanga esesikhona bengidlula kulaba abathengisa ezokudla le i-chicken in sebetshintshile intengo zabo sebebiza imali yaseMelika ngebhondi. Nga uthi uyaqathanisa ngemali yakithi iprize zabo sezidula kakhulu ngoba ngele Melika i-2 piece yabo bayibiza $2.50 ma uyifuna ngebhondi $9. So okuyikuthi ngezindlela bazama ukuthi abantu bengasasebenzisi ibhondi ngoba kuba cheapa nga uthenga nge-US. But ihlupho olukhona ukuthi imali yeMelika kayikho kuleli lizwe leli. Yebo ye abantu bayabhotabhota bethengathenga khonokho okuncane nje lokuba sekula abakhangelela impahla zabantwana abaningi kakhulu kulaya esithi ngama-free market ezitolo nje ezinkulu hayi kakuphithizeli kangako kuphithizelwa kuma-free market lakhona apha ekudleni.
Uhlupho lwamafutha ezimota okuhambisa ke
wayisho-ke isindaba phendula inkinga-ke indawo yamafutha le sikhuluma nje indwendwe ezibonakalayo eminye imigwaqo siziyavaleka ukuthi akusila weyi ngoba imoto sezilayini ezayenza amalayini aba yidabhu aba mathathu kuloku nzima ukhanye kakunabungcono obuba khona sibili emafutheni lapha bathwele nzima abantu bezimota ngoba ngikhangele nje njengomuntu okhane ngasemabhumuthi ngengafika ngasemarenkini aye emakhaya abamabhasi labo sebekhweze okwesabekayo ngenxa yokuthi bathi bona amafutha akawatholakali emafutheni-ke akulabungcono akulabubeni sibiendelise zikhula zisiya phambili.
Lo ke mnumzana Melusi Moyo isiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi zakoBulawayo iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Sixoxela ye ekoBulawayo. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama. Namhlanje sinika abalaleli benu bethu ithuba lokuthi batho ukuba balungiselela njani ikhefu lekhisimusi phakathi kwenhlupho elibhekane lazo ezigoqela ukungatholakali kwemali emabhanga kanye lokusilela kwamafutha ezimoda. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafishane. Unobhala ubona ngizomvikela kuhulumende weMelika uSecretary of Defense Jim Mattis uchiye umsebenzi izolo isithi lokhu kubangelwe yikungezwani lokwehlukana kwemibono phakathi kwakhe nomongameli Donald Trump. Uthi ke isitishi esikhulu sendizamtshina sakweLebhelithani sivulwe lamhlanje ngemva kokuvalwa ngolwesithathu ngenxa yodubo lwemitshina yama-drones. Igceke lendizamtshina eleGatwick bese like lavalwa ngoba ama-drones la abikwa abephazamisa abashayeli okudalele abahambayo inhlupho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labeZimbabwe abalubhekise ekhaya ngale impela viki ukuyajabulela ikhisimusi bendawonye lezihlobo labangane bakhala ngokuthatha isikhathi eside belokhu bezama ukuphuma emngcoleni weBite Bridge. Kodwa ke uhulumende uthi kwenziwe imizamo eminingi yokuthi kudluleke lula kulo umngcwele. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba.
Amakhulu ezalwane zeZimbabwe esebenza kule South Africa basemabhasini emchoveni kubomalaitsha nasezimoteni begijimela ukuthi langekhisimusi liyephuma sebesekhaya. Kodwa kiningi lithi alithokoze ngendlela iziphathamandla ezibona ukuphuma lokungena kwabantu emngceleni weBed Bridge esebenza ngayo. Umnumzana Wilson Moyo olubhekise kibo enkaye emakhwatini uthi lokhu kungaqhubeka abanye bazayidlalela emngceleni ikhisimusi.
Isimo mangaphawula ngaso mhlawumbe esenzakala leboda sibuhlungu kakhulu ngempela, sibuhlungu kakhulu, asijabulisi neze. Uyathola ukuthi imoto ziningi ngathi 1.5 days seboda impela imoto zingadluli. Ingadlula izopaka iye ngale iyethule yonke imithwalo ukuze kufika phansi. Ma ungenamali ukuthi mhlawumbe udlulise cha uzosokola ngempela, hayi kunzima eboda kunzima.
Kodwa kumphathi ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Siyabonga Xwele ukuthi uhulumende wenze konke akwenelisayo ukuze izihambi zingabanjelelwa kulumngcele.
Sengezelele izisebenzi zomngcelela ngoba bezisilela. Sengezelela ngesilinganiso esiphose sifike ingxenye ekhulwini. Size sasusa abanye ehofisini yethu enkulu ukuze sivule amahofisi amaningi okudlulisa izihambi ukuze konke kudlule ngokuphangisa.
Isiphathamandla esibona ngezokuthutha lezokuphepha esabelweni seLimpopo unkosikazi Makhoma Makhurupeje uxwayise abasebenzisa umgwaqo N1 olubhekise eBed Bridge ukuthi bengalokothi kwephula umthetho ngoba bazawukhomba olotshwala.
Bengene elizweni kungelamvumo njalo amapholisa asisize kakhulu. Umphathi ntambo ubebatshela ukuthi akula obathiweyo ozakhululwa manje kuqoqela bephula imithetho yomgwaqo leyelizwe jikelele.
Minyaka yonke umngcele weBed Bridge yiyo olabantu abaningi abaphuma kwele South Africa ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labo izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kulelo lizwe. Nyakenye abanye bagcine bedlalela ikhisimusi endleleni ngenxa yobuningi babantu abebephuma besiya eZimbabwe. Melestudio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leMelika eZimbabwe yomncintiswano womdlalo wenguqu weCAF Champions League ele FC Platinum uNomeni Mapheza uthi iqembu lakhe libhekane lomdlalo onzima njalo lidinga usekelo ukuze linqobe lase eCongo iBrazzaville ele ASA Otto kusasa. Intatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Mapheza utshele inatheli izindaba zemidlalo ukuba ngasoze balidelele iqembu le-AS Otoho ngoba likhuphe iqembu le-Primero de Agosto kuliqembu elakhupha ele-FC Platinum kumncintiswano owedlulileyo we-CAF Champions League. Umqeqeshi lo uthi bangakwazi mhlophe ukuba babhekane lani kumdlalo wakusasa njalo abakudinga ukuxhaswa yibo bonke abayingxenye yemuli FC Platinum.
Everybody knows where we're standing now as a club, you know, and I think we're just 90 minutes away from
wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuba sisalelwe imizuzu engamachumi ayithoba munye munye ukuba sifinyelele kusigaba sesibaya esomncintiswano we-CAF Champions League. Yikho siyakwazi ukuba kuyini esibhekane lakho ngomgqibelo. Sinethemba njalo ukuba sizathola usekelo esiludingayo kuyo wonke umuntu oyingxenye yeqembu le-FC Platinum ukuze silulele phambili kulo mncintiswano.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum lele-ASOTO wabe ngutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 ngensonto edlileyo, njalo limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-FC Platinum lingadlulela phambili nxa umdlalo ongafika komlindo uyagcina zingutshikilo bhanqa kungela qembu elenelise ukuhlohla. UMabheza yena uthe bazizama uba behlohle ngoba nxa bengadlala besithi bafuna umdlalo uphele kungahlohlanwanga bengazisola iqembu lezivakatshi selihlohle isikhathi sesiyaphela. Iqembu le-FC Platinum seliyake limele ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika, kodwa kalizange linelise ukufinyelela kusigaba sezibaya lapho kutholakala khona imali ethe xaxa. Njalo abaningi bakhangelele ukuba lo nyaka lingakwenelisa lokhu njengoba kusasa lizabe lidlala lisekhaya. Nakwelinye icele iqembu le-ASOTO ngokwakuqala ukuba liphatheke kumncintiswano we-CAF Champions League. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lithole ilungelo lokumela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika ngemva kokuphakamisa isicoco seligi lonyaka, njalo ngokwesibili iminyaka ilandelana ukuba liphakamise inkezo le. Umdlalo wakusasa uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni yamandava esedolobheni laseZwishabane. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday namhlanje sihamba labahlabeleli ababili abacula bese South Africa, uNkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Untungamile inkomo usethulela lolu daba.
Ujeshwa Nkomo abethu. Ujeshwa Nkomo abethu. Joshua Nkomo.
Umqali wesiziba nguBrian Sibanda insizwa edabuka eBambazi esigabeni sakombimba yona ephethe idlaladelayo lakuqala elilesihloko esithi zangene zebhubezi. Lapha uhaya umfokanyongolo iqhawe lamaqhawe phela. UBrian ukhulele esontweni emaphaneni akombimba lapho ahle waba ngumthontwe ohlaba usamila ngoba ubehlabela ecaweni wakhula waze waba ngumculi osicindezele idlalade. Uyachasisa ke okaSibanda.
Lo mculo lowo kungumculo ongajwayelekile, mhlawumbe abanye uyabadida ukuthi manje kungumculo wesintu othe ucubanisa kakhulu nginabe kakhulu ngemlayezo. Ngikhuluma ngento eziningi empilo, ngothando, ngezinkolo nani nani konke ongakucabanga.
Idlaladeleli lilengoma eziyisishiyagalombili njalo le ngethi umdeni. Njengoba sisiya kukhisimusi nje umhlabeleli ulomlayezo obalulekileyo kubalandeli.
Njengoba sibheke kuma holiday la kakhisimusi nasemnyakeni omusha, ngithi mina abantu abaphepha ezingozini nasemgwaqweni sithi kuphepha sisiphatheni kahle impilo yefana nje naye ngazi nazo zonke izinsuku. Engakusho kube ukuthi mina ngiyanthanda kakhulu.
Abadala bathi kusinwa kudedelwana. Ededa ke uBrian Sibanda uthi abangathanda ukuxhumana laye bengamthola kunombolo zakwele South Africa ezithi 002-784-613-2505. Sisukeke eBambazi silubhekise eCholocho lapho okudabuka khona umhlabeleli wesibili uNkunzi yomanzi amnyama laye oculayo kwele South Africa. leli lidlalate likankunzi elesine njalo isihloko salo sithi emsakazweni laye unkunzi olomlayezo omqoka kubalandeli la kuZulu
bengithanda nje ukuthi abantu beyiphathe kahle njengoba kulanda uDisemba kanjalo bekwazi ukuthi bethenge nemculo wethu bekwazi ukuyimamela njalo njalo ngoba ziningi imiyalezo siyifaka ezingomeni zethu
abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani
kushuthi abantu abangathanda ukuthola idlalade leli elami elisha bengakwazi ukuxhumana nami kule nombolo ethi 061 96 87 396 bawe sebengitholile ke lapho edabengene ku Facebook ku page lami ethi inkunzi yomanzi amnyama iphatha mcimbi ungakwazi ukungithola ku WhatsApp
uphuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi yila amagwala
sifike emaphetheleni ohlelo lwethu olwalamhlanje kodwa ke singakaligqibi uhlelo lwathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labo abalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota uqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indaba indawo zelizwe kuhlelo woza Friday namhlanje besihamba labaculi ababili unkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda oselivalelisa kulolu hlelo lwanamhlanje ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.